Hey, it's Doug Lamoureux with Cleveland.com. These are your Ohio State football headlines for the week of November 26th. Thanks for listening to Buckeye Talk. Find that podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Well, it's everywhere. 5 days a week. Tech subscription, 14-day free trial, $3.99 a month after that. You get information, analysis, recruiting news, everything you want about Ohio State football straight in your phone, 614-350-3315 for that 14-day free trial. Read Cleveland.com/OSU. Now, your headlines on the Buckeyes. Ohio State football number 4 in the initial college football playoff rankings this season. This is Doug Lamoureux from Cleveland.com. Many thought Ohio State might be number 3 in the first rankings. Alabama number 1, no surprise. Notre Dame number 2, no surprise. These came out on Tuesday, November 24th. But one loss, Clemson, a spot ahead of Ohio State. Clemson lost to Notre Dame this year, but they did that without starting quarterback Trevor Lawrence, who was out after a positive COVID test. So Clemson's not quite as at full strength. Clemson has played more games than Ohio State. The Tigers have played 8 games so far. Ohio State has played 4. That may have factored in. And then, frankly, Ohio State, 3 wins over not great programs in Rutgers, Penn State, and Nebraska, and then a tight win over at Indiana. Indiana number 12 in the rankings, but the Buckeyes only held on after a 35-7 lead, held on and beat the Hoosiers by only 7. So again, a little bit of a surprise to have the one loss Clemson ahead of Ohio State, but if Ohio State takes care of its business, it won't be in the hands of the playoff committee. The Buckeyes will write their own ticket for the playoff. But we are at that point of the season where the committee is letting their rankings come out, and that obviously has all of us talking. If you want to hear more about college football, the college football playoff and the Ohio State Buckeyes, make sure you read Cleveland.com/OSU. The Ohio State Buckeyes might be thinking about some kind of change in the secondary after giving up several big plays against Indiana in the passing game. Both Ryan Day, the head coach, and Kerry Combs, the defensive coordinator, kind of hinting around that this week. This is Doug Lamoureux from Cleveland.com. Kerry Combs said in a Zoom call with reporters, "We're practicing a lot of depth. We're not playing a lot of depth. Some of that is a function of the way second halves have gone." The Buckeyes, again, were up 35-7 on Indiana, and that became a very close one-score game before Ohio State held on in that one. In the second half against Rutgers the week before, 2 weeks earlier because they had the Maryland game canceled, but their previous game, the Rutgers game, the Scarlet Knights with some trick plays rallied in the second half. Ohio State was never in danger of losing, but they didn't get to play their backups much. So the Buckeyes very young in the secondary, but it does seem like they are at least considering other options. Ryan Day and Kerry Combs both said this is a defense that is designed to limit big plays, and instead Indiana took advantage and hit multiple big plays in the passing game. So next time you see the Buckeyes on the field, might see a few changes there. This might be a good time to experiment before they make this late season push towards what they hope is an appearance in the Big Ten championship game and then the college football playoff. If they're going to figure this out, it might be now. To read more about the Ohio State defense and the decisions the coaches have in front of them, read Cleveland.com/OSU and listen to Buckeye Talk 5 days a week. Things continue to roll in Ohio State football recruiting in the class of 2022. The Buckeyes, of course, are still finishing up their 2021 recruiting class with players eligible to sign their national letters of intent in December. But they, of course, are already starting on 2022, now at 9 verbal commitments for that class. The latest, Caleb Burton, a receiver from Texas, ranked as the number 2 receiver in the country by 247 Sports. Ranked as the number 15 overall player. He is the 3rd 5-star recruit in Ohio State's 2022 class, joining Quinn Ewers, a recent addition, a quarterback from Texas, and Gabe Powers, a linebacker from Ohio. So the Buckeyes continue to do very well in receiver recruiting. They had Julian Fleming, the number 1 receiver in the class of 2020. They have Garrett Wilson, a current sophomore on the team, who was a 5-star receiver out of Texas, now the latest Texas receiver. Caleb Burton committing to the Buckeyes this week. To read all about Ohio State football recruiting, make sure you are checking out Cleveland.com/OSU. Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields coming off an uncharacteristic game, throwing 3 picks against Indiana last week. Fields had been almost perfect as a college quarterback can be in the first 3 games of the season, had not thrown an interception, picked off 3 times by the Hoosiers, 1 on a bad read, 2 on bad decisions. And Ryan Day, the head coach, and Justin Fields, they're in constant conversation, kind of a ongoing back and forth since Justin Fields arrived in Columbus about risk reward, about when he should try to make big plays and when he should throw it away. So that conversation will continue. Ryan Day saying this week that he loves those conversations with Justin Fields, and they have become more advanced this season as Fields becomes a more experienced quarterback and a quarterback who knows more about this Ohio State offensive system. So next time you see Fields on the field, it will be interesting to see, does he pull back a little bit? Does he continue to try to make big plays? That risk-reward balance, the never-ending discussion between quarterbacks and coaches. Maybe for the first time against Indiana, Justin Fields went a little too far on the risk side. We'll see how he responds and what the latest Ryan Day, Justin Fields conversations have yielded. To learn more about the Buckeyes, read Cleveland.com/OSU. Try our tech subscription. 14-day free trial, news, analysis, recruiting info straight to your phone. Send a text to 614-350-3315 to try that out for free from Cleveland.com. The next test for the Ohio State Buckeyes defense, getting to the quarterback, Doug Lamoriece from Cleveland.com. The Buckeyes saying this week that they were pretty happy with their defensive pressure against Indiana quarterback Michael Penix. They were regularly collapsing that pocket. Tommy Togiai, Haskell Garrett getting interior pressure as defensive tackles. Jonathan Cooper leading the pressure from the edge along with Zach Harrison and Tyreek Smith. But they only sacked Michael Penix of Indiana twice in the last game, and they would like to get home a little bit more. So the coaches this week, the players this week saying they do understand they're doing a pretty good job of getting close, but they would like to do a little bit more to seal the deal. Watch for that the next time you see the Buckeyes. Will they try to blitz a little bit more? What can they do to maybe get home? A year ago, Chase Young, the best defensive end in the country, he was his own blitz. You did not have to blitz when you have a defensive end like Chase Young getting after the quarterbacks. Right now, these defensive linemen doing a pretty good job, might need a little more blitzing to get him over the top. To find out more about Ohio State football, listen to our Buckeye Talk podcast 5 days a week and make sure you are reading Cleveland.com/OSU. I'm Doug Lamoriece.